And now, the On the Right Side blog presents another adventure into dastardly political commentary. I'm Shad Olson, your host and moderator for this edition of From the Right to the Ridiculous, with Gordon Howey on the right and Vinod Gupta with the ridiculous.
You know, the Reverend Terry Jones is the pastor of a small Florida church, and he said he's determined to go ahead with his plan to burn copies of the Quran on September 11th, despite pressure from the White House and some other religious leaders to call it off. He says, as of right now, we are not backing off. Jones says he's received more than 100 death threats, and he's even started wearing a .40 caliber pistol strapped to his hip since he announced his plan to burn the book that Muslims consider the Word of God and insist that it be treated with the utmost respect. This 58-year-old minister proclaimed back in July that he would stage an international Burn a Quran Day. Well, the Obama spokesman, David Axelrod, says that our country was built on religious freedom. The ability to, quote, practice your faith freely, but then goes on to say that the actions of this pastor, who believes that Islam is of the devil, quote, offends our values and threatens our freedoms by exercising his freedom of religious expression. Our president most recently proclaimed that Muslims have the right to build a mosque at Ground Zero.
Mr. Gupta, your presentation.
Oh, you know, because you Americans have become godless idiots, without any national spiritual discernment of any kind, you do not realize that by reflex, you have become the protectors of the very people committed, and I mean committed, to your destruction. See, we not only burn your Bibles in our countries, but we burn the people who carry them, and you do nothing about it. Oh, it's so funny. But then, all of a sudden, one of your own, he says you're going to burn the Holy Quran, and look, you crucify him for us. We have to do nothing. Well, except blow him up after you crucify him.
Mr. Howey, your rebuttal.
Well, I guess it depends on which side of the Muslim line you're standing on when it comes to freedom of religious expression in America. Obama and his advisors suggest by their actions and with their comments that if you're Muslim, this American freedom belongs to you, and that no one should be offended with a mosque at the site of one of the greatest acts of terror ever perpetrated against our country. If, however, you choose to express your Christian faith in opposition to Islam, they tell us that you are offending our values and threatening our freedoms. In keeping with the direction the Obama crew has given us in other areas, in fact, every other area, they've gotten this exactly backwards.
Mr. Gupta?
No, you do not understand. It is all very simple, and it goes like this. Since you have not read our Holy Quran, but we have read your, what you call, Holy Bible, I must say, in your prophets and even in your apocalyptic, is that what you say, literature, Islam is poised to be your God's sword of judgment. So, happy Judgment Day. You see, your country is actually protecting us to kill you. It's fantastic. I just love how this works in America. It's just wonderful. So, that is it. Oh, one more blessing. Can I leave you with a blessing, Mr. Howie Ghazawi? This is what we say back home to those that we love. Only those that we love. May the gnats of 1,000 camels rest in your armpits.
Yes. This is Shad Olson inviting you to join us again next time for more dastardly discussion and political commentary. On the Right to the Ridiculous. It's the Right Side Blog.